Why, hello there. How's it going? I was like, wow, it's been, or at least it feels like a really long time since the last time we connected. I'm like, did I post last week or not? Last week was a very long week. The last couple weeks were a very long week. And that good old life transition, starting to see or feel cooler evenings and nights creeping in. It feels like summer just began, yet so many of my friends are getting ready to go back and teach in school. But we are still early August, and our weather does tend to stay warm a bit longer than usual. And so I am here, and it is Monday, and we will post. I was sitting here thinking about, what's going on and what things come to mind. Usually I like to have a little awareness conversation about current events and things, but I disconnected a bit from all the news and noise around and took time to really be present, taking a tech break. Had the phone shut off because the only way I won't use it is if I suspend it. So, suspended the phone for a bit. Played so much with plants, connected with my animals. I said I was going to take a break from gaining new animals, but when in need, there may be a new one on the way. I'll keep you posted on that. Introduce the little he or she or it or be on Instagram at some point. We'll see. I'm sure manager Tom Tom, well, he'll deal. Right now he's looking out on the porch. I let him out and he started walking around, of course, on the outer edge, and I was like, no, get your butt back inside. Because he's getting older and I don't want him to like take a leap at a bird or something and go flying. He's not as small. He's still spry, but let's say he's getting a little bit more leap before he looks. Although, I don't know. Maybe not. He's still, when he lands on me in the morning, he likes to jump off my shelf and then like land right on my face and claw me to wake me up for breakfast as he's looking at me. Yes, Thomas, I'm talking about you. But it's Monday. These are usually pretty calm days, although I did teach this morning. I taught twice this morning and I can tell, I can feel the difference of like my body is like, what are you doing? This is the jour de repos, the day off, time for relaxation. But when in need, then I will be where able sometimes or when able. But that's okay because it was just the morning and then I came back and had time to play with my plant babies. Got a new sunflower baby. It is way bigger, and it's gonna need a larger pot soon. That's when I love going off to like a garage sale or a little local thrift store and finding like some really cool stuff to plot, replant the flowers in. And when it is getting towards this time of year, all the other plant, I mean, you want to go plant crazy. If you are interested in learning about plants and want to really test out your skills, this is now the time to go out and, I mean, just get all you can. There are literally stores that have free written all over their plants and are like, please just take these home. We don't want them to end up in the garbage out in the midst of a terrible, terrible dumping graveyard of trash, when all of these types of things could go back to the earth. So like go check with your local stores, farms, whatever. Even some of the corporate places. Like I've gone to corporate places and they're like, buy one plant, literally get two, three free. Like they just want to, they have so much abundance, and all they do is toss it in the trash. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them. So you might as well go take advantage. Go like explore, get some new plants, try some new things. Maybe you're a succulent lover. Try something that needs a little bit more, a little bit more tropical, a little bit more warmth, a little more care as you advance, just like we do with taking care of animals. Same thing with plants. I have all sorts of plants now that need all sorts of different temperatures, and I'm doing my best to learn and see how they grow and aspire. And then I had my, I did ended up, I ended up making an like kind of my own little greenhouse, but it's now will be the time between the next month or so to also buy a greenhouse because they'll be dirt cheap. You'll see a greenhouse that was like anywhere between, $40 now 20, $60 now 30, $100 now slashed down to 70, and then it just gets lower from there. We're really at a good time if you're, or if you're looking to plan for next year and you have the space where you can keep and have these items for prep, then you're good to go. Like go out and explore and buy things and prep for next summer if you plan on like being in the same space. My problem, I do that and then I move. So if you're constantly moving,
maybe not the best to buy things for next season yet. But like, I have friends and family who love where they're at, plan on staying in a house at least another 5 years, 10 years, and have the space to buy a greenhouse and set it up, or buy, you know, some good gardening tools on sale for pennies and putting them away for next year because they know they're going to be in that same place, or they plan on being in that same place, I should say. So, yeah, it's a great time to explore and experiment. And do you hear my cat yelling at me? So it's just a really good time right now if you are into plants or want to learn about plants to go out and get them now for free or pennies and then, you know, try them out, see what happens. Or at least a lot of them, like I went by some green pepper plants and then they were like full grown. You could just buy the pepper plants, rip them right off and use them, which is really cool too. So there's that type of way too. I saw one that had like banana peppers and stuff that was already ready to go. Tis the season. Tomato plants tend to do that too. You go to the store, they're already bright red and bursting and ready to go. So you already have your tomatoes ready. It's great. So that was really all I had for this week, because it went like, I really felt like did I send anything last week? I was like, oh my gosh, let me do something this week. But that's good and fun and experimenting too. It's promoting that connection with nature, that time to experiment and learn a new skill. And what better way than to learn how to plant, learn how to replant, learn how to root. I'm learning the magic of rerooting. I was so excited to find out that my tea tree could be rerooted. I took a couple off right now. I'm experimenting. This is day one. I will give you feedback in about a month. Let you know how it goes. Because I love that, because tea trees are so, they say to be left alone, but they're one of those things, like they're so fragile, but they're not. So it's a very interesting time and for me to have that. So I did prune it, and then I had to redo the soil. So I had to replant it, I had to rinse it down, redo the soil. And the only big question in my mind right now is, what do I do with this plant, honestly? Because the space I had it in before was not good, but I don't want it in my space, in my room, because I have my rabbit in my room. And other than if a leaf falls out, I don't know. I did not look to see if they're safe for him to eat. Is that, you know, plants are sensitive and they kind of take in what's around them. And no offense, but my rabbit is still a farm animal. He still has smells. And so I don't want that tea tree picking up and consuming those smells. Because if you look at there's a restaurant in Italy and they put all their peppers on the side of the building. I can't remember. I thought it was peppers. And they put them on the side of the building. And the air, I thought it was like the seawater or something. I thought it was Italy. It could have been France. But whatever the restaurant is, those peppers, they get like that essence in the air. And then they use that in their food. So I don't want rabbit essence in my tea tree. So now if I was going to keep it and just use it and have it and prune it for beauty, that'd be great. But I'm using it to also grow and actively dry out leaves and make my own tea. So it's just one of those things, like, yeah, I need to be in a safe space. I'm gonna have to figure that out. The only other thing I may is make and craft a greenhouse and put it in, I don't know, another space. I'll have to figure that out. That'd be a thing. I wish I had, like, I have the yard, but it's not technically my yard. Otherwise I would have like a nice greenhouse outside and just put it in there. That'd be wonderful. So we'll figure it out. We'll see. But right now I have my cat sitting beside me. He is actively and patiently, kind of not patiently, waiting to be fed. I really just am happy to say that tech break and suspension of my phone for that time was beautiful. But now I'm in a habit of just like ignoring my phone, which I shouldn't be in that habit, because I need to not miss calls all the time. But it's really just nice just being present. It over the past couple weeks, this new sense has come out, but it was a lot of deep meditation, a really lot of clearing out some wild energy. Some interesting thoughts and things came up though. So I need to process some things and then check in with some people. But yeah, I don't know. It's a new essence. It's really nice to take that deep of a disconnection to tech. It was beautiful. And just connect with what's around me. I feel like that left such an interesting presence. But I still use, of course, online for marketing and talking and connecting with folks, of course. But I was also going to get the only other idea I think I had flying through my mind was, I don't know, it'll come back. Sometimes it's just nice to sit in the peace. and listen to everything around. There's kids, because I live down the street from the park. You can hear tons of birds, the crickets, probably a lot of crickets from when I had frogs, and we released them all into the yard when the frogs wouldn't eat the crickets, and then they took over the yard, and they're nice and musical. But I guess the only other thing I could bring up is that, not to give up, I did have something there. I guess that was a part of it, was I did have this feeling of getting away from tech and doing certain things and finding that calm and present moment. Is someone can take that the wrong way, and like, is that just a giving up on life and accepting what's happening thing? Or is it a great disconnection and a reconnection and never giving up type of thing? I thought it was interesting because it was one of those types of things where it's an outlook type of deal, where on one aspect of things I was looking into is like, oh man, maybe I'm just giving up on certain things. But then I was like, no, because the way my willpower and my mind is, I'm not giving up on things. I'm looking at things. I'm accepting presently what's in front of me, but not accepting that that's the final answer. Like, not accepting that I'm just going to always disconnect away from my phone. I'm not accepting that where I'm at right now, it may not be where I want to be 5 years later. You know, it's still being able to connect and be in the present and love what I have. Connecting with my pets is so amazing. Connecting with my plants and learning and experimenting is so amazing. And if the plants that I have, my teacher, if it doesn't reroot on the new stems, I'll try it again, experiment again, connect, find, learn. If the greenhouse doesn't work out, you know, learn new ways to craft that. And not accepting that this is always final destination, accepting and being open to new things that are still coming along, but not pushing things if something seems off or wrong. So it's really connecting and tuning to that vibe. I liked an article I read. What was her name? Sharon? I think it was Shannon something. But she was actually this time a couple weeks ago, it was all these signs of, you know, really deep, turning deeply inward and connecting with the vibe and feels of things. Even if people think you're losing your mind. What's going on in your life has nothing to do with them, to an extent. But I also liked that I read too a lot of the articles and things I was coming across as like, you're not crazy. Take the time to tune in and really see what's happening. And I loved that because I was like, yeah, those are good words to go by. Because I think sometimes when we're trying to tune in and tune out, you know, letting go of the phone, well, how could you suspend your phone? That's nuts. Or how could you do this? And looking inwardly and not talking to anybody for this long, like, because I really turned off. I didn't really talk to anybody during that time. Like, messages went to the wayside. People around me, I just kind of said what I needed. And it wasn't anything they did. It was just turning really inwardly. And my cat yelling at me again. you know, finding and reconnecting with self and present moment and life and nature. But not giving up. It's just kind of tuning the self up. Like we do with our cars. And when we repaint a picnic table or something like that. It's kind of like being a plant. You know, you can cut a plant, prune a plant, break it down, and it will thrive even more than before. It's kind of interesting. Back to plants. So, okay, my cat is climbing the shelf. He is ready that if I sit back down, he's going to jump on me. That is a thing. Yeah. Just wanted to at least still say hello. Gotta stay in the pattern and the vibe of coming on to these Mondays and releasing these podcasts and saying hello to you all and what's going on. But yeah, we're keeping it calm this week. We're gonna see what happens. It is only Monday. My cat's feeling aggressive. Now he's like already on the other side of the room. He's sitting there. I have this very soft blanket that he loves to just claw up and cuddle in when he's like kind of saying like, all right, mom, I'm gonna sit here and be patient for 2 minutes and love this blanket. Now we gotta go. You gotta feed me. But his little belly, he eats far well. But yeah, we'll keep it calm. We'll see. We'll pop on some Instagram. I did fall away from the Wednesdays. But you know what? Accept that. Or I'm saying this to myself, I guess. I'm accepting of that. New patterns always take a while to move into. And my patterns of caring for my plants and my animals and doing these podcasts on Monday, that is success. Successful for me. Wednesday, not there yet. Also trying to figure out how I'm fine-tuning classes virtually. So there's all these things. So we just take it one step at a time. Celebrate the success. And then just retry again for later for other things. So that I leave you with.
go out, get some plants, ask your local farmer, ask your local shop. You know, there are some that people are giving away or on sale or what have you. This is such a wonderful time to start looking at those things, and the prices just get smaller and smaller and smaller as we move into the colder weather. If you're even, I don't know, West Coast, I'm sure they have some stuff that goes on sale too, even though they have that year-round nice weather. Do they get sales on plants? Is that a thing? I mean, I'm sure there's seasons for things still as their weather changes too. So yeah, check it out. Give them a call. See what happens. I'm going to go check out my little Roman tomatoes, Romas, because they are turning red. So I'm going to go see how those are doing. Cat says hello and goodbye, and I need to feed him. And we'll talk soon.